Despacito.
Good morning, KC. It is a Rocket and Tracy show. Welcome to Monday. It feels nice outside. It's like, what, 60 degrees?
Somebody in this room is showing off her arms, enjoying the warm weather outside.
These
Look
are
at
my
you.
Guns.
Look at you. It's like summer in here with Tara in her sweater.
It's going to be a nice day today. It's going to cool down, though. Very, very windy. You ladies have a good weekend?
It was really great, you know, just hanging out with Jason Momoa.
I saw your, I was cracking up. You know, I was showing my daughter because you were having fun this weekend.
It was really fun. I took the kids over to Planet Comic Con and we had a great time. I got to, I didn't get to really meet or, you know, have quality one-on-one time with them, but I got to see John Cusack. He did a panel. Mm-hmm. It was a question and answer. I love him so much. So many different stars. Michael Rooker was there, who we had on the show Friday. And then
we'll try
Jason
to replay
Momoa.
That interview because he came in towards the end of our show
on
Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I did see Jason Momoa and I finally broke down and was actually going to pay like the $200 to have a picture with him.
What?
It was sold out.
Oh, you got Teresa.
I stood there watching everybody and just looking, and I was like, I'm going to do it. And then it was sold out because he was so busy all day. But we did time out where he was walking from the place where you take the one-on-one photos over to where you stand in line and you can just get an autograph at his table. And we knew when he was heading back, so we stood there and I waited, and we were going to get a picture of him when he walked by. And he looked right in my eye in a deep voice, and he said, "Hi." And in the video, you can just see me go, "Hi!"
Teresa, you're so adorable. You're like a
awesome.
Little kid. Hi.
It was so cute. But he talked to me. It wasn't like a crowd. Or people, it was eye contact, me, hi.
We'll let you have that.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
So Fergie is getting blasted all over the internet for her national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game. She did kind of a smooth jazz version.
That our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet wave?
Oh my God, stop. Just stop it.
It just
stop
sounds
it.
Like a movie.
No,
like
it sounds horrible. First of all, she's not singing very well. Her quality of voice is not very well. She can sing better than that. We've watched her for years, Rocket. We've had her and done one-on-one interviews with her. She can perform better than that. That sucked. And just
I don't think it sucked.
Oh my! You didn't hear her voice all wavering and scratchy there? And then just that version. Some of the players and celebrities, including Jimmy Kimmel, they couldn't keep a straight face. Everyone is bashing her. And then here's Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal.
Can we talk about Fergie's national anthem? Oh, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that to my Fergie. Leave her alone. Fergie, I love you. It was different. It was sexy. I like
it. Damn right it was different.
Leave her alone.
I needed a cigarette after that.
Leave her alone.
Okay, I agree with Rocket. I just don't... It wasn't great. It wasn't beautiful, but it wasn't as bad as all the hype. I read all these articles
Same
this
here.
Morning.
I think you both are smoking crack.
I was ready to hear her voice cracking.
It
I was
did
ready
crack.
To see it,
you didn't hear it crack?
Barely. It
oh,
just,
my God.
It wasn't as bad as the hype.
This is Tara's defense of it. She goes... It's still better than I could sing.
It's
well,
true.
Well, duh, you're not a singer.
I just don't think it's bad enough for me to sit here on the air and bully her.
Oh,
I don't think it was that bad.
I don't either,
it was
Rocket.
Horrible, and it wasn't a very good version at all. Jamie Foxx, Katie Holmes, they spent Valentine's Day together playing basketball, and then during the NBA All-Star Weekend, SportsCenter was talking to Jamie and listened to this awkward moment.
Did you and Katie Holmes play basketball for Valentine's Day? Like some real loving basketball game? Uh-oh. Are we losing?
Got up, walked away. It's like, you brought up Katie Holmes, I'm walking away.
I
right in the middle
whole,
of the interview.
I thought Tom Cruise contract was over.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with the contract. I mean, you're on a live interview. You could find a way to just say, you know, I don't know. They always find polite ways to say, yeah, you know, that's private,
he
whatever.
Just walked away. So weird.
Yeah. So people who still haven't seen the film Get Out, you have an opportunity to watch it for free today. There are 55 different AMC theaters around the U.S. offering free tickets to the film for President's Day. So just check the listings and see what's going on. Black Panther made $192 million in its first three-day weekend. It'll probably make $218 million, they say, to $222 by the time, because today's a holiday. It's broken several records already, including the biggest February opening and biggest pre-summer opening. The Black Panther soundtrack is the number one album in the country right now, and it's got music from Kendrick Lamar, The Weeknd. And then here's what happens when you start playing 50 Shades Freed by accident to an audience that bought tickets for Black Panther.
No!
What are we doing?
It happened in Atlanta over the weekend. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's, your place for great food and nightly fun, like Mary's Sunday Night Live show each Sunday at 7 p.m. Cap your weekend with some wild fun. Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
I was there last night. The show was fantastic.
Don't move. More hits are up next on Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3.